So trying to make a good impression, women, for example, will not talk too openly about what they've done well, not be direct in telling other people what to do, not seem to be boasting. These are all things that girls in their peer groups are learning not to do. Boys, for example, are learning that they should take center stage. They should talk in a way that shows what they know so that they'll get the proper respect. They should not admit it if they don't know something. They should not admit it if they have any question in their mind. They should not ask questions, but rather find the answers by themselves. These are all things that can give the impression of being arrogant. And so this gives a hint as to how important it is for those who are making decisions about whom to promote and how to rank people to be aware of the actual capabilities of the people that work for them. And it also means it's important for each individual worker to be aware of the impression that they're making by their way of speaking. The answer will not necessarily be for every woman to stop saying sorry. Perhaps in many cases, men would find that they are much better received if they admit fault when they did something wrong. And I'll talk a little bit later about why I think that might be. What I'd like to do now is give you some examples that are taken from transcripts of real encounters in the office of people telling each other what to do. The examples that I'm about to read come from a training video that I made with Charthouse International called Talking 9 to 5. First, let's listen to ways that men told people what to do. Tell, send a letter saying that I'd serve on this committee, the first one of the breakout sessions. Next one. Give them one that's added to size. Next. And I just need a periodic update, status reports. And let me say that the answer to all of those orders was the same. Okay. Here's another one. Let's get a status at that meeting as to where folks are. What are some of the ideas they're coming up with? Here's another one. Doug, just go with Larry. Just hop in the car and head towards Menlo Park. And one more. So call Dana Ward and Bob Nagley. You may have noticed from my earlier lecture on directness and indirectness that these are not all direct orders. We heard, for example, somebody say, I just need periodic update status reports. That's a statement of what I need, but you know you have to do it. We heard someone say, let's get a status at that meeting as to where folks are. Well, you know what that lets is. That says, let's you do it. Because if I'm the boss and I'm talking to you and I mention the problem, I must want you to do it. If I was going to do it myself, I wouldn't talk to you about it in the first place. But these orders are very different from the way we heard women telling people what to do. So listen to how the women in these various workplaces gave instructions or directions to people and think about how they're different from what you just heard from the guys. Do you think it's possible we could design questions for that? Do you see where I'm headed with this? Next one. You know what I would do? I would put the creative head of the Conservatory Theater in San Francisco, just like kind of set that person up before you say their name. Next one. And I would do it that way because he didn't give you anything. Oh, here. But I would use Eastern Coast. Next one. Could we just look at the affordable housing piece? Maybe we can take a look and see what's coming down the pike there. To all the examples I've given you so far, the response was a nod or okay or yeah. But listen to this last one. Is there any way you could get that done today, you think, so we could send it out to them? Nope. That no was the response. With the exception of the last example, you can see that everything you've heard here had a good result. People were told what to do and they agreed to do it. The women's styles, however, were very different from the men's in a number of ways, and you probably noticed this yourself, but I'll run through them quickly. You heard rising intonation. It sounded like a question, even though it was a statement. You heard women saying what I would do, what you could do. All of these are ways of avoiding telling somebody in a very obvious way that they need to listen to the order you're giving them. You were given reasons. For example, do it that way since he didn't give you anything.